Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Peter Hunt, Chairman and CEO of Hunt Real Estate Corporation, is with us on the WBEN, Trocare College Live Line. Peter, we're talking about a former Catholic church that closed in Buffalo last year, St. Lawrence Church on East Delavan Avenue, and just sold. The asking price was $500,000. It sold for almost double, $975,000. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's a great sign, Susan. By the way, thank you for having me on this morning, and Brian. The bottom line is that there are certain religious faiths that are growing and some that aren't. And the whole nature of formal religion, I think, has changed over the years. And as a result, we're going to see more buildings for sale, obviously, and hopefully adaptive reuse in one regard, and second regard would be assumption of those buildings by other faiths.
Which that's the case that we saw in this building here that sold for almost double the asking price. I mean, how typical is that? And I can't imagine it happens very often. We hear about bidding wars for houses and things, but for these large buildings, whether it's for commercial space or something else, how often does a bidding war results in double the asking price?
Well, it's very rare, Brian, and I was glad to see that happen. It bodes well for other buildings that may come on the market, or that will come on the market, I should say. We've been involved in several sales of religious buildings, and we're surprised in some cases. In other cases, there's no buyers. And I can think of several cases where that was the case, and the building sold for much less than what the owners wanted. So it's a mixed bag out there, and it just depends on where the building's located, where the people that will be using that building are located, and whether or not there's a strong enough fundamental, body of parishioners in whatever case to make use of the building as a religious facility, which is I think going to be less and less common.
Are you seeing other religious groups coming in here and coming to Hunt and asking to see properties that were former churches for them?
Most definitely. We're seeing that I wouldn't say it's an everyday occurrence, but we have groups that we work with on a regular basis that are interested in these facilities. And to some extent, what you saw in the one church you mentioned earlier, that's a reflection of that.
Now, is this certain case out of the ordinary? Like, is this the exception to the rule, a church going for major dollars like this? Or would you expect to see this with a lot of these other churches that are going for sale? Is it just about location and this particular building? Or is there a real demand for old churches?
I would say it's going to be spotty at best, Brian. I would never say this is a a trend that we're going to see over and over and over again. As I mentioned earlier, it's just a matter of that particular location, the interest or lack thereof from another religious order, and or someone who wants to create some new use through adaptive reuse of the existing building. That I think is going to see much lower prices, Brian, because the cost of converting these buildings is extensive, as I know from firsthand experience. So the bottom line is that so long as there are, I would say, a number of religious groups that have a need for space, we're going to see a few of these deals. But it's not going to be a widespread pattern that's going to all of a sudden change the whole complexion of the religious community.
Do you see this becoming more of an issue, or maybe these types of sales becoming more rare as more of these buildings go on? You know, I've noted that it's not just Catholic churches on the market. There's a church around the corner from me, a Baptist church, that the whole building's up for sale, mm-hmm. too. So you have some of those from other faiths. You're going to have all these Rite Aids, that, and largely retail places, but spaces that need to be filled. Do you see us coming to a point where we have almost too many of these large spaces to fill in Western New York?
It's not just here; it's everywhere. But what we're seeing right now is a situation where we've got office buildings that are underutilized. We have obviously, you point out, the Rite Aids. There's several on the market right now, and there will be more. Even Walgreens, some of those buildings, while they're still operating, are being sold, and the dollars compared to the dollars that it cost to build those buildings, they're selling in my mind at a bargain. So yes, there's going to be various spaces, retail, office, and as you point out earlier, religious facilities, not just Catholic churches, that are going to be. They're going to be up for grabs, and it's going to be a real study, I think, to see how our society, how we react in terms of adaptive reuse. The buildings that were built for a church or for whatever use 50 years ago, that they just might be obsolete. We saw enormous overbuilding of pharmacies, and look what we're faced with now. So this is nothing new. It's a cycle that we go through in various forms. And I think this cycle may be different than others because we're seeing wholesale changes largely because of technology. Technology and the use of shopping online, et cetera, has revolutionized in not so good a way the use of real estate. And I think we're going to see more and more of this. But we're also going to see, I think, the great creativity of our society kick in, and we're going to see some interesting things evolve from this because the real estate's not going to go away.
You have to wonder what we're going to look like in a couple of years, when you think about all these different types of vacancies.
Exactly right, Susan. I no one knows, but I'm kind of excited about it because I think we underestimate how creative people can be and how technology that's maybe effectively being used against the owners of real estate today because of how people's behaviors have changed, how they'll react and how they'll adapt. And I think it's going to be interesting, and not going to be too pleasant for some groupings, office buildings in particular, retail, as you point out, with the pharmacies, et cetera, and churches. I mean, those are three huge groups of square footage in every community in this country, and they're changing.
Well, Peter, thanks for the time. As always, Peter Hunt, CEO of Hunt Real Estate, joining us live here on WBEN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.